one of Caravaggio's most popular paintings is The Musicians. So let's take a look at it. This painting portrays an allegory of music and love. The man with his back to us is getting ready to sing. The music's hard to read, but a tenor and also an alto part can be identified. Then we have the young man tuning his lute. Like the others, he's wearing a toga, but his red sash just draws us to him. It identifies him as the key character. He has tears in his eyes as he's about to play. The man at the back playing the horn, well, that's the artist. It's none other than Caravaggio himself. Then we find Cupid on the left, reaching down for a few grapes. Caravaggio has painted Cupid in the scene to illustrate the theme of love in the music. A lone violin is sitting up the front. The artist has painted this so we can see ourselves as the missing violinist.
I put three daisies in the notebook. I watch the petals all fall out. It made a mark upon the paper.
The purpose of this painting is to demonstrate the value of music. As Shakespeare wrote in Twelfth Night, if music be the food of love, play on. Now, this is a secular painting, but let's think about how this could be applied in the spiritual sphere. Music is an integral and powerful experience in the Christian life. In fact, we should never underestimate the importance of music. The Bible says, I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Notice we not only sing about our Lord, we sing to our Lord. You see, singing is a personal conversation with God. It lifts us into a close experience with Him. When we're going through tough times, our mind moves away from ourselves onto God. Caravaggio knew the power of music. What about you?